Now, we are going to talk with Elizabeth. Rochelle, good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good, thanks. Did I get your last name right? Is it Rochelle?
Rishel.
Sorry about that.
And
you are involved with a new original rock opera. It's called The Specters of the Knox Mill. And tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? And how did you get involved in coming up with a rock opera?
Well, I grew up in Pittsburgh in the South Hills, Baldwin-Whitehall area. And I love this town. And it's got so many great things about it that when I graduated from Duquesne, me and a friend actually wrote an opera, a different one, set in Pittsburgh called Evenings in Quarantine, the Zombie Opera. And we called it our love letter to Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh is sort of the birthplace of the zombie. And I thought that that was such a wonderful thing to be able to write operas about Pittsburgh using the things that Pittsburgh is sort of known for. So it came across logically that let's do an opera set in Pittsburgh's Industrial Revolution because that's such a an important milestone in Pittsburgh's history that we wanted to use it to showcase this new style of opera mixed with rock music for an online streaming platform and get a lot of new audiences engaged and interested in opera.
Now, is the Knox Mill in the community of Knox? Tell me about the title, The Specters of the Knox Mill.
So the full title is Steam or The Specters of the Knox Mill, kind of a Penny Dreadful type title. And for some of the characters, we pulled influences from different parts of Pittsburgh. My character's last name is Monroe. Another character's last name is Lawrence, after Lawrenceville. And Knox is named after Knox. But we didn't want to use any specific living people. We just wanted to use the influence of the town to inform our decisions.
Well, it sounds great. And do you have the book, the libretto and everything completed at this point?
The libretto, actually, we wrote ourselves. And it's part of our mission statement to kind of boil opera down for a cinema audience, for people who like to go to movies. We actually used a movie kind of formatting when we wrote our libretto. So things are paced very much the way you might see if you go to a movie. And we have all these, we have all of our plot points sort of scheduled along. And it's going to be episodic. So it's written like you can watch it as a movie, but as the episodes come out, they'll be coming out online in installments. So you can watch them one at a time and sort of parse yourself out too.
Very cool. Is the opera... Will it be staged anytime where folks can see it live, or is the best way to sample it online?
That's actually, I'm really glad you asked that question because it's not going to be a live show. It's going to be designed specifically for internet streaming. And I was looking over Saturday Light Brigade's website earlier, and I noticed that you talk in your mission statements a lot about accessibility. That's the way we feel, too. We feel that an access to high-quality artistry via internet streaming is the best way to reach a really wide audience. And they don't need to be local. They don't need to be in Pittsburgh. We can spread our story focusing on Pittsburgh's Industrial Revolution to all of these people wherever they are. They don't need to be here. They don't need to be free that day. They can watch it whenever they have the time and just sit down and enjoy it, and they won't miss anything for not being able to see it live because it's designed for that platform.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm glad people can actually view it. What is the best way to see the first episode?
The first episode we are about to go into filming for.
Ah, okay.
Actually. And right now we're working on a crowdfunding campaign to help get the episode funded.
I see. And is there a web address that people can go to?
Yes. It's a Kickstarter. So you can either go to our website, which is steamtheopera.com, or you can go to Kickstarter's website and just search for Steam the Opera, and it will take you straight to our crowdfunding campaign. And that would be the best way to help us on our endeavor to make this art accessible to people worldwide.
Well, great. Well, you can learn more about what a fascinating thing. You can learn more about it and ways that you can support it. Steamtheopera.com, which sounds like something you would say to a chef. Steamtheopera.com to get more information. What a great idea. And I hope you will have great success in bringing this to life. I think the episodic nature is cool, too. About how long do you think each episode will be?
We're probably looking at episodes between 25 minutes and 40, depending on the content. Since we have it sort of broken up by plot points, it's hard to cut them off exactly. But they will be a couple installments that you can sort of put together into something that would be the length of a feature film.
Now that's good, just to get a sense of what it's like. Well, I wish you the best of luck. And again, it's Steam, theopera.com, and the production is called Steam, The Specters of the Knox Mill. And Elizabeth Rischel, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Larry, for having me on.